Been talking about going back to school, and how it's different all across the country. In California, for example, they're really in a battle, particularly in Los Angeles, and it has gotten, not surprisingly, down into racial accusations, and a teachers' union slamming the California schools plan as, quote, propagating structural racism. Why is it so difficult to get kids back into school when the science seems to show all across the board that kids do not transmit this or share it? And so if we can put people on airplanes, as many people have pointed out, why is it so impossible to get teachers in the classrooms? John Stossel joins us. You, of course, remember John from 2020, Fox News, many more, with Stossel TV now. And we're happy to have him on the program. Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for coming on. Tell us your take on what is really going on that is delaying getting our kids back into the classrooms when it seems that everybody who has a kid wants their kids back in the classroom.
Two things. One is that fear screws everybody up and people make irrational decisions when they're scared, and we're bad at adjusting for what the risks are. But in this case, in addition, you got bunch of teacher organizations, and it's not just the unions. Sometimes it's the PTAs, just the local bureaucracy, and they're getting paid without working. So why take any risk if you can get paid to not work? And you can be a victim and talk about your grievances and how you're underpaid and how we need welfare for all and all the other irrelevant nonsense Los Angeles teachers union. And also, I think Chicago and something in Detroit.
Well,
they don't want to go back to work.
Well, Detroit is actually going back to work here. This is where we're broadcasting from. But I want to play a cut here from the head of the Los Angeles Teachers Union, Cecily Millard Cruz, who made this accusation in terms of the desire to get teachers and kids back into the classrooms in Los Angeles.
Some voices are being allowed to speak louder than others. We have to call out the privilege behind the largely white, wealthy parents driving the push for a rushed return. Their experience of this pandemic is not our students' families' experiences.
Now, there are a couple facts that need to be stated around this. First of all, we looked it up, and the Los Angeles rate within Los Angeles County, where these teachers are, of infection is actually less than the rest of the state of California. The rest of the state of California is 15%, and this is 12% or something like that. On top of that, there's a lot of evidence that the kids who are suffering the most from the absence from the classroom are kids of color, are economically challenged kids, are kids in those communities. So why does this, in her mind, turn into white wealthy parents and this is another structural racism issue?
Because it works. Because the debaters on the other side are largely white and often wealthy, and they feel so uncomfortable facing a black woman with that accusation that they just fold.
Well, how long can this go on with kids not being in school? I mean, the toll that it's taking, first of all, academically is immeasurable. I mean, people are literally missing a year of their schooling, and then they're going to regress because what they haven't been learning when they finally do get back, maybe in September, you're going to have to learn stuff all over again. Plus the depression, the suicides, the substance abuse, all the things that, I mean, we can't just keep going on keeping kids out of school while we argue over race or other related things, can we?
We've done it a long time, but it looks like we're not going to. As you say, Detroit opened. The Catholic schools pretty much have been open the whole time. Also, you gave in to them when you said when school opens in September. Why, after this year, when they kept the kids out, don't they have summer school? They should reopen in June, if not now.
Yeah, we discussed that.
Where do they get the summer off after having a year off?
I know, like, we'll go back to school in mid-May. And it's like, well, it's time for summer break. Everybody go home. That does seem a little strange.
Just, it's awful what they do. The good, the happy part, and I did one of my weekly videos on this, and having left Fox because I wanted to reach young people, I released video on Facebook and YouTube every week. And in this one, we did one on the teachers. Now I'm just spaced out and totally forgot my point. So what would you ask?
Well, you made a video. You told me you made a video about this very point, and we were talking about how long, you know, the summer breaks, and why don't they go in the summertime?
Oh, I know. I made a different video on the silver lining, which is that a lot of parents discovered, hey, we like doing it ourselves. And homeschooling isn't for everyone, but people who form these pods of a group of parents, sometimes they bring in maybe a tutor. This kind of experimentation is cool, and some of it will stick, and it'll take away a little power of the anti-choice bureaucracy.
Are the teachers' unions traditionally this strong? I know that they were huge supporters of Joe Biden's campaign, and there are accusations that that's why, you know, there's not a big pushback on his part or people in his administration. But have they held sway like this for a long time?
Yes. And they've long been the biggest giver to Democratic politicians. The trial lawyers come in second. But they've always been very powerful.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
And they're the teachers. Everybody
yeah,
loves teachers. Who could argue against the teachers? But weirdly, it's not just the unions. So the unions are really bad. But even in states that don't have unions, and there are some, just the blob, as the reformers call it, the education bureaucracy, trying to argue with them is like boxing with tar. They don't give counter arguments. They just hold on to their stupid rules. I mean, they're spending now $20,000 per kid and saying they don't have enough money. That's $400,000 per classroom. Think what you could do with $400,000. You could hire six great teachers.
Wow.
They just bury the money in the bureaucracy.
John Stossel, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. I hope you come back and join us again.